Blog Talk Radio.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T. Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T. Radio Show. And you probably are wondering, hey, does Lizzie have a little bit of a rusty voice today? Well, I've been battling a cold for a week, and today is a day that I can actually speak, and I think my voice sounds even better now. I do have a guest with us today, as always, an amazing author. How can I disappoint you guys? It is the weekend. Yes, my goodness. The weekend is so here, and we are so ready to do, to rock and roll, to do an amazing, amazing show and amazing time. And I have an author with me. I know you've been listening to a lot of authors. We go through periods. Musicians, authors, coaches, inventors, entrepreneur, and then back to author, back to musicians. So we're in a roll, musicians, and now we're back to authors, and we have an amazing lady with us today, all the way from beautiful state. As you know, the state's the place that people are a biggest fan, and we can add another place in the map for the states, because I think I don't have the state on my world map. We have people all over the world. I would like to thank my friends and my fans and the people that are listening throughout South America, Central America, Europe. Hello to my, good morning to my Australian friends. And my goodness, the list goes on and on. As I said, today is the weekend. It's our last show for the week. And today we have an amazing author. Her name is Susan Joy Rose. She's an author of a very interesting book. She is, and let me read her wonderful bio. She's a retired teacher living, she lives in PA, which is, I think she mentioned, but we'll talk about with her in a second. She has two children, two grands, two sons-in-law, and two teenage grandchildren. My condolences. I have two teenage daughters, and I know what exactly that is like. She has been a widow for 15 years, and she lives in Philadelphia chapter of Double Connection, a national nonprofit dedicated to help widows rebuild their life. That is a subject, everyone, that we haven't had for a while. Actually, this is the very first time we're talking. We've been talking to mothers, daughters, rather, that have lost their mothers. That there was a lady that talked about her book. But today, we're going to be talking about widows and how do you rebuild it after your better half has passed to be a better way, right? Susan and her husband were married for 14 years, and they met. They've been together for 16 years. And this is a very, very beautiful love story. We will give you the links for her social media. She's on Facebook, she's on Twitter, she's on Tumblr. She has her own website. And today she's here with us today to share her story. And so let's welcome Susan to the show, which she is already on the other line. So Susan, welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show, and how are you doing this evening?
Okay, I think I have a little frog in my throat, too. So excuse me if I sound a little froggy.
No worries. Welcome to the club. It's been great.
I just wanted to correct you for a minute. I met my husband when I was 14, and he was 16. And we were married at 19 and 21, and we were married for 41 years when he passed.
Oh, my goodness, 40 years. That is amazing.
Yeah,
wow.
So we basically grew up together.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because my daughter, she just celebrated her 15th birthday, and she is dating for the very first time, and she says this is a man of her life, this is the love of her life, and I'm wondering if that's actually going to happen. She's going to end up, you know, marrying this boy, and she's only 15, but, I mean, you proved me wrong. It happens. I mean, way back then, it was very different the way it is now, but, you proved me wrong. Love kids start as early as 14, 15. So can you tell us how you met your husband, Susan?
Well, this is interesting. I just went to a dance from a local DJ, and someone had told me that there was a boy that had red cheeks, and his name was Dondi. So I'm at this dance, and there's this guy with red cheeks there, and I saw he was with a date, but I just went over, and I said, "Is your name Dondi?" And he said, "No," and so I walked away, and 5 minutes later, he came and got my phone number.
Wow.
And called me the next night.
And that was it. You guys were dating, you guys got engaged, and you guys got married, and 41 years later, you were still together.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Absolutely, yeah.
Incredible. And you have, obviously, you had two beautiful children, and I guess there were two girls. I have two girls as well, and therefore you gained two sons. And
yeah,
on that,
No. I had a daughter first, and then I had a son with special needs.
Gotcha.
Like 20 months later. So, you know, we worked through a lot of stuff, you know, and our philosophy always was to make light of things. So that's why when I wrote the book, because widowhood is a very serious topic, but
absolutely,
I saw 200-page books on widowhood, and I thought, really? You're going to give me rules on how to be a widow, you know? So I just thought it was real important to just document the reality of the situation in as light and as simple and as easy a way as I could. So
obviously, and that's really what we're here to talk about, this amazing book that you have created. I mean, it's been 15 years since you've been a widow, and you realized that there was a need for people like yourself. As a matter of fact, you are part of a group helping other women with the same ordeal, with the same trial. And good for you that you didn't rely on the books that are out there. You wanted to create something different, and you're saying that it was something step-by-step, easy. And what other inspiration would you say that you acquired to write this book?
Well, what happened was when I finally got out of bed, because it takes a while. I mean, your whole frame of reference is knocked off, and
people disappear.
You know, they're around in the beginning, and then, you know, you're left alone to figure out finances, just everything. You're just left alone with all the responsibility by yourself. So I went to a couple bereavement groups, and I found them. I mean, I didn't want to go to a group. It's like 6 weeks, six different topics, and then you're cured, right? So at the end of 6 weeks, you say, well, I'm not cured. So anyhow, and I didn't feel like the people were there to set goals. And anyhow, I got involved in a local bereavement group with some people that I knew, and one of them mentioned this article in the Huffington Post about the W Connection, which was just started. A group, two widows in New York, started it, and they were hoping to go national to nonprofit. So I met them. I sent an email to them right away, and I met them in New Jersey, and we became the first satellite chapter. Now there are 8 chapters, and there's even one in California. So, but the thrust of the group is positivity, finding your self-esteem, having a community, getting stronger, finding out who you are, and making a life for yourself that doesn't forget your spouse, but it helps you use the love that you had and become a better person.
So you were saying that you were basically, you know, in distress, you were sad, you were depressed, and you couldn't get out of bed. So when exactly was it that it went over? It took a couple of months, it took 3 months, it took a year, and then you started writing the book. When was exactly that you started writing your book?
Well, what happened is when my husband died, I tried to go back to teaching. I had been teaching 33 years, and he died in July. And I went back to work in September thinking, oh, I can do this. I can definitely do this. Well, I couldn't do this. So I had to, I went out on sick leave for a little bit thinking that I'd get myself together and be able to do it. But I actually couldn't. So I sort of had to retire. And it's funny, the way I retired, I found all my strength and peace if I go to flea markets or thrift stores. So one day when I had gone back to teaching on the weekend, I stopped at this flea market. And an older man was there selling little cars. And I thought, this is really cool. I'll buy one for my grandson. I'll buy him a few. So the man looked at me straight in the eye like he knew me, and he said, take care of yourself.
Oh,
and
wow.
I thought, wow, that's really deep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I decided that I really did have to take care of myself, and tired. So, you know, it took a while. But I've always written things down and
journaling.
Yeah, but I always had this rhyming kind of Dr. Seuss-y kind of thing when I was teaching. If someone retired, I wrote the poem. If somebody went on sick leave, you know, I wrote the poem and this and that. So it was always something that I felt very comfortable with. And once I was looking at a lot of the things I was writing down, I just saw a list of topics, you know, that just resonated with me. And, you know, I thought in a simple way, I'll put 4 lines on each page with beautiful illustrations and tell the story, what it's like and what you really go through, just so people could relate and not feel so alone. Because when you're going through all these emotions, you think something's wrong with you. But when you see it written in simple form, that, wow, you might lay in bed and not want to get out of bed. You know, that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the book doesn't stay sad. I mean, it just documents reality, but it ends on an uplifting basis to say to be continued, like she's reaching out at this point. And
beautiful.
In the process of, well, it is written, it's being illustrated. The second book is called I Think I Turned the Corner. And,
oh, wow, you have a sequel already.
Yeah, well, it's a continuation of,
I don't want
people to think it's just sad, 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 you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just want them to bond with reality, because that's what people have said to me that have read it. They
mm-hmm.
say, boy, you hit it right on the head, you know. And so they felt connected to something, you know what I mean?
Right. So Susan, how long did it take you to actually write this book? Or to really come out and say, you know what, I'm actually, or when was it that you decided, I'm going to write a book? I mean, there's this kind of, there's a need. I'm a writer. I've been journaling. I've been writing. And people need to, people like myself need to hear this. So how long did it take you?
Well, what happens with me is I wrote it, and then I thought, oh, maybe I'll ask Marlene to illustrate it. And then it was like, wow. And then I thought, but I can't get a book published. I can't ask people for money. I can't, you know. Mm-hmm. So it took a while for me to argue with myself back and forth, you know, to put myself out there. So, because, you know, you worry about rejection or...
Absolutely. It is completely normal. But every great writer, I can guarantee you, I've been interviewing for the last 3 years, and I've always talked to people, and they always have doubts, and they always question themselves. And, it's the worst thing that they could do, but once that they overcome those troubles and those little questions in their mind, it's a bestseller, and I'm glad that you overcame. So who would you say, Susan, that it will be your target audience? So you're targeting people that are struggling with loss, I assume, right?
Actually, it doesn't just have to be a widow. I mean, it could be a widow, but I think a child who's lost a parent. One of my biggest inspirations was from, I don't know if you know the name Linda Richmond. She was Mike Myers' mother-in-law. And she was a comedian kind of person, and she lost a son. And this was the only book that I was really able to read because it was done very simply. It was called I'd Rather Laugh. Mm-hmm. And she talks about how she worked through things and ended up to live a happier kind of life. And the fact that she kept looking for answers and nobody had an answer kind of thing, you know, and she worked it out on her own. But hers was the most interesting to me because most of the books are very cut and dry, you know, like how to get over grief and how to this and how to that. So I've been reading self-help books all my life, and I just like the ones that are really soulful and get to the point of, you know, really grit kind of living. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought if I pinpointed all the steps in the beginning, then that would help people realize they're not alone and hopefully move on.
I love the illustration. I see here that this has been illustrated by Marlene Dressel. Marlene, I think, is she, obviously, a friend of yours or an acquaintance or somebody that Top Link Publishing suggested for you to use?
Yeah, no, she's a friend, and she's one of the people, like an adopted kind of daughter kind of thing. But she's an amazing artist, and she just captured all the emotion, and it gives the book such a light feel. It gives it a juvenile kind of feel, which I really wanted, because it's a heavy subject, and I didn't want it to be depressing. The colors are very happy, and in fact, the second book, I think I turned the corner, is... It looks like me on the cover in a little convertible riding up a hill. So with my hair blowing.
And at the beginning, when I was looking at the cover of the book, I thought this was a children's book because it's something that anybody can pick it up and not feel intimidated, especially with such a subject, such a hard subject like that, you know, losing a family member, a loved one. So the book the name of the book, everyone, is Someone Used to Love Me. You can tell that is for people that have lost a friend, a mother, a father, a loved one, and now you are dealing with how do we deal with that part of you that is not longer there. And it's funny because 2 weeks ago I just lost my mother-in-law, and a lot of people talk about their mother-in-law, but my mother-in-law was the most amazing lady in the whole world. I loved her to death. Mm-hmm. And I have been having some issues dealing with her loss because, you know, you think that your parents and your mother-in-law are going to live forever. But that hasn't been the case. So I might better get my copy myself. So
it changes your whole frame of reference.
Mm-hmm.
When you lose somebody like, you know, like that close like that. So, but when you lose a spouse, you like sort of see the world going forward with two people, you know. So then all of a sudden it's one person with all the responsibilities of the two people, and it's different. It's just very different.
One of the things that I wanted to ask you, Susan, is, I mean, this book has been out for a little while now. What are the feedback? What are the responses from friends, family members, or even just regular audience? What do they say about the book?
Well, I've gotten a lot of positive, really positive kind of things. And people, it's like people can relate to it. So, you know, you don't feel so lost when you know. Because I know with the meetings that we have, there's such a difference in the body language when the women come in and we're together for a little bit. And you can just tell the way they walk out and the way they hold themselves so differently. Just knowing you're part of a community and you're not alone in something, that there are people out there that do understand what you're going through. And it can be overwhelming, but it's less overwhelming when you know other people share. Because there's only certain people you can tell the reality of the situation to, and they get it. You know, because I always say to the women at the meetings, if anyone has a problem they want to talk about, you know, because no matter what you say, if you think how weird it is, we're going to get it. We're going to absolutely get it. Whereas if you tell a relative or someone that hasn't had a loss, they say they understand, but they really don't. They really don't.
That is so cool. And it's true. I mean, you have to go through it yourself in order for you to be able to understand what the other person is going through. So I don't want to forget, Susan, because believe it or not, this show is so much fun that we are running out of time. And time just flies here at the Lizzie T Show. But one of the things that's very, very important to mention is, where can people get your book?
Well, they can order it online at Amazon, and they can get it through Toplink. So I'm not like the major business person, but I know they have it on Amazon. And you can look on my website, SusanJoyGross.com, and you can order it from there too.
And it's true, everyone. I have the links of Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, Toplink Publishing, and obviously Susan, someone used to love me.com is the website, which I will have it link, everyone, to my social media. So not only you are going to be able to get your copy through her and Toplink and Barnes & Noble and Amazon, but through LizzieT.com and Facebook /LizzieT.com, LizzieT Radio. So there is a radio button right now because this show is recorded. You can listen to the recording if you just tune in, because I know you guys are curious. Always love to log in in the middle or right at the end of the show. And but we do have 4 minutes left on the show. And if you want to call us in, the number is 323-870-4055. Again, 323-870-4055 is the number for you to call. Perhaps you have lost someone. Perhaps you want to ask Susan. You know, I have asked this question and nobody can answer. Susan's been there, done that, and she's written a book to prove it, to talk about it. And she can testify to any of the questions. Again, the number is 323-870-4055. I will cut for 1 second and I'll be right back.
And now, a worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio, Canadian show, North American radio show, and now a worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio show. She wants to know who you are.
And we're back, guys. We are back. It's just a little tiny little bit of a cut, so I can't cough. And we are having some of the commercials, by the way, right after the show. That way we don't take time from Susan for her to talk about this wonderful book. If you are interested in getting the book, the website, everyone is someoneusedtolovememe.com, and I will have it on my website as well. Susan?
Yes.
It's been a pleasure, an honor to talk to you and share your experience, share your pain. I mean, it is hard. You're exposing yourself, you know, intimately when you're talking about your loss, and it's hard. I mean, a lot of people don't want to show their insecurities or, let's say, their vulnerability, and here you are showing, and you have written about how it is, what it's like to lose a loved one, and I want to appreciate you. I want to thank you for that. I know a lot of people don't.
I just want people not to feel alone, to be part of a community that's rising up, you know, to get better.
And you jumped right into what I was going to ask. You know, any last word? What would you like to leave? And obviously, you said it so well. You want to be able for people to not only get this book, because that's what we're here for. Make sure, guys, you get it. The links are there. If you would like to call in and get it right from the phone as well, that would be awesome. But the links are there for you get Susan, and she wants to make sure that you are on the community, you are acknowledged. We know how you feel. She knows how you feel in a situation like this, especially when you have lost the lost one.
But it's important that the community be positive, not something that brings you down, you know, that builds up your self-esteem and, you know, works on making you a stronger person.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Susan. It's been a blast. You are awesome. And you did great. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic weekend.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Canadian show. North American radio show. And now a worldwide show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
And that's it for today, everyone. We are back on Monday with another show, another guest, and another fantastic show. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. And this is your host and one of the producers of the show. We will have some songs playing up pretty soon. Send us your MP3, everyone, to va@lizzyt.com. va@lizzyt.com. And enjoy it, everyone.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now
what you wanna do? Grinding on the dick, baby, do what it do. Can't take my eyes off you. Feeling on my body like you know me. Baby girl, number one, you my trophy. Got a nigga feeling like it was a goalie. Gripping on your waist while you move slowly. fat, the four, the four, the fat, yeah. Ease your mind, you're right in time, yeah. Huh, won't you grind for me? Baby girl, won't you grind for me? Yeah, huh.
Like you see me naked. Move to the left, move to the right, vibe right. I'ma get you lost tonight. And as we move to the floor, you know I'ma put on the show. I'ma ride the boat, ride the boat. Flirt the middle, just a little. Tryna have a private party with your body. Moving on your wood, yeah, I feel the excitement. Everybody wants my body, but my body's wanting you. Everybody wants my party. But the party's here with you. Take your key and tote my ignition. Let go of all your inhibitions.
That was Dejanay, everyone. She sent her MP3 about a month ago for us to play the song. If you were interested in us to play your song, send us to va@lizzyt.com. va@lizzyt.com is the website for us to play your song.
What a night chilling with my crew. Me and you, we could do what you want to do. Grinding on the dick, baby, do what it do. Can't take my eyes off you. Feeling on my body like you know me. Baby girl, number one, you my trophy. Got a nigga feeling like it was a goalie. Gripping on your waist while you move slowly. Fat to four, four to fat, yeah. Ease your mind, you're right in time, yeah. Huh, won't you grind for me? Baby girl, won't you grind for me? Yeah, huh.
Eyes on me, it's just like you see me naked. Move to the left, move to the right, vibe right. I'ma get you lost tonight. And as we move to the floor, you know I'ma put on the show. I'ma ride the boat, ride the boat. Flirt the middle, just a little. Tryna have a private party with your body. Moving on your wood, yeah, I feel the excitement. Everybody wants my body, but my body's wanting you. Everybody wants my party. But the party's here with you. Take your key and tote my ignition. Let go of all your inhibitions.